Our guest at the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Pud, good morning.
Good morning.
Pud, of course, has a newsletter that she puts out, and it's very, very informative and helpful in keeping up with what's going on around Greenville and Hunt County. Pud, you mentioned in here about the Hump Day Happy Hour at the Texan Theater. It's upstairs in their kind of meeting room.
No, it's in the theater because of COVID. They moved it down to be able to let the space people out.
Okay, well, it's changed since the last time I was there. But that is something that was so closely associated with a fellow named Dennis Wayne Strickland, who made such an impression and such an impact in Greenville in the relatively short time that he lived in Greenville, late in his life, as it turned out. But I'm glad to see that this is still going on.
I know. I agree with you completely. And you're right. Dennis was one of those rare people that just left magic wherever he was. And we were the fortunate recipients of the last, I think it was 6 years of his life. And he created this event. And in his memory, and because it was such a remarkable Wednesday afternoon celebration of the arts, and of interesting people, and it always used to amaze me, you know, who all Dennis brought into the circle of what he considered art. And anyway, in his memory, Barbara Horan and Bill Salomon at the Texan Theater have vowed to keep it going as long as they can. And so they are booking guests and having regular schedules and things again.
Mm-hmm. And that's at 5 o'clock then every Wednesday afternoon. And you say it's now in the theater, the actual theater itself.
Yeah. So. And as they say, you know, in Greenville, Texas, it's always 5 o'clock because the hands on the courthouse are stuck at 5 o'clock. Dennis wrote the song on that, and that's one of the things that I think makes Hump Day Happy Hour so wonderful is the fact that it is always 5 o'clock in Greenville.
Yeah. I see the Texan, of course, brings in some pretty impressive entertainment. And Valentine's Day, so that would be Sunday. The Glenn Miller Orchestra, which I guess is an officially licensed thing, and they carry forward the name and the music of Glenn Miller.
That is correct. And this is actually another returning event that they have had before and to some success. So they will have a whole romantic Valentine-themed evening with the Glenn Miller Orchestra. And I think that's so fun.
Staying with the Valentine's events, Uptown Forum is having a thing, not Valentine's Day, but the day before Saturday. So they're having a full day of activities there in the Uptown Forum in downtown Greenville.
Yeah. Yes, they are. They're going to have photo booths and cookie decorating and some coloring. The idea is just to have something fun for the family to be able to do. And they've got that wonderful indoor space. And since the weather sounds like it's going to be pretty cold and miserable, that might be a fun thing to be able to get out and do and enjoy.
We're talking with Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Of course, it's Valentine's week and a lot of events going on. Women in Need has done a thing called Chocolate Indulgence, but they're, you know, obviously, like a lot of organizations, the whole coronavirus thing is affecting how they do business, but they're having a virtual thing to raise funds for the Women in Need shelter.
Yeah, they've always done it as a gala, and it's always been in Rockwall because they have shelters in both Hunt County and Rockwall County, and so they team up for this big event. But since they can't do it this year, they are doing a silent auction online. And the link to do that, you can go to the Women in Need Facebook page or the Women in Need website and find the link. And the auction is going to be open the week of Valentine's Day. So you've got an opportunity to go in and bid on things, and it'll close out on the 14th. And this group does so much good. So the chance to be able to support them in a difficult year when they would normally not have the event, I think, is just important.
Coming up at on Saturday, February 20th, at Graham Park, which is the old city park on the north side of Greenville, something called Trout Bout. This is a trout fishing event Saturday, February 20th in the big, I call it a lake, but it's a big pond there at Graham Park.
I like the idea of a lake as well.
I think it's a lake.
This will be at least the second year they've done this, and apparently it was wonderfully successful. Well, it's from 8 to 1:30. They are going to stock the pond with rainbow trout, And the participants get to take home any fish they catch. You do not need a fishing license for this because it's a special event. You do have to bring your own fishing gear. There will be two groups from 8:30 to 10:30 is for the kids, and from 11:30 to 1:30 is for the adults.
And they've made a lot of improvements out there at Graham Park in recent years.
It really is. I was by there over the weekend, in fact, and it's really, you know, still the big old beautiful trees there. And they've gotten wonderful new playground equipment. They've got a splash pad out there. They've got a dog park. They've got a what they call a disc golf course, mm-hmm. which is frisbee golf. Yeah. But they've got that out there. And then, of course, they've got the lake as well. Yeah. So it's just a nice, nice place.
We're just about out of time, but Big Elvis show coming to the GMA, Greenville Municipal Auditorium, Saturday night, February 27th. Put, I thought it was interesting. You have three different Elvis impersonators performing, representing the different periods of Elvis's career.
Yes, yes. If you're an Elvis fan, this ought to be fun. And of course, you know, a reminder that he actually came and performed at the GMA with the Louisiana Hayride many,
right.
many years ago.
Right.
So that's going to be a fun event.
So that is February 27th. Pud, lots going on, and thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line again.
You bet. I always enjoy it.
Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.